19 past 8 on 3RW Breakfast. Well, people like me who are OCD have ordered and organised their food days, if not weeks, in advance, Emily Power. But for some, it's going to be winging it. And Sophia Levin joins us this morning, as she always does on Friday morning, talking food. Morning, Soph.
Good morning. Happy Footy Friday.
Yeah. Now, you've got plenty of suggestions for those that are going to make some last-minute decisions, and some of these on the list look absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, and I know it's always a big list and we never get through it, so I will say it should be on the 3AW website later as well, and I'll chuck it up on Instagram. But there is so much last-minute grand final footy goodness going on over sort of the next 48 hours, and a lot of it's happening tomorrow. So I want to start over in Spotswood at Two Birds Brewing. You've got Fancy Hanks rolling in their food truck, and they're slinging some really delicious-sounding hot sandwiches, so fried chicken, 14-hour smoked brisket, and pulled mushroom for the veggies. And of course, you can stock up on the Two Birds beers there as well between noon and 4 p.m. And if you're wearing doggies gear, there's a free bottle of Fancy Hank's tomato sauce for you there as well.
Ah, extra thrown in. I like it.
Looks like Chin Chin's doing something special, Sophia. That'll be the swish.
Yeah, definitely. So they've got really, really interesting pies. So they're taking three of their popular curries, beef rendang, butter chicken, yellow veggie, and they're all going into their pies. And those feed, I think they're between 4 to 6 people. They're also doing 4 packs of Thai pork sausage rolls. All of them come with sriracha ketchup. Heating instructions, really easy to do. And you can pick them up as well between 4 p.m. or 9 p.m. any day. And that's from their city store, 125 Flinders Lane. And also from Kong Barbecue, 599 Church Street in Richmond.
So you just ring up and pre-order? Is that the way to go? Or you can just rock up and buy them?
I'd jump online. I'd go chinchin.melbourne just to make sure you can get in there really quick and easy and contactless.
There's one on the list, Sophia, that drew a little ooh from Quarters, the Sicilian Smokeout.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. So that's in Brunswick, and it's a pop-up at Signor Enzo. So there's a great chef, her name's Lorenza Corso, usually at Napier Quarter in Fitzroy, and the Sicilian Smokeout. So she's sort of doing a footy thing, but with her heritage throughout it as well. So bread rolls stuffed with her own Sicilian pork sausages.
Oh, stop it.
Oregano chicken. I can't. I have to keep going. It's too delicious.
Told you it's up his alley.
And eggplant with salted ricotta as well. So veggies are always catered for. Salsa verde, pickles. And they're only $14 each at 1D Michael Street in Brunswick. Saturday and Sunday from 11:30 a.m. until sold out. So that one will be good for the hangover too.
And what about if we wanted to go a bit Asian?
Oh, I'm so hesitant to give this one away because they're going to sell out so fast and I want to go. But DK Asian Grocery, that's in Footscray at 17 Byron Street. So they've got 4 special guests coming tomorrow for a bit of a Japanese extravaganza. Everything's pre-made, ready to eat. So from 11 a.m, there's Tomurasaki Bar, usually in Fitzroy, and they're doing bento boxes, Tori's Artisan Baker, Japanese-inspired baked goods. And then from 4 p.m, they've got the head sushi chef, who's usually at the Langham's Melba restaurant, which is the best part of that buffet, in my opinion, doing some amazing platters. And then Wabi Sabi is doing sort of non-sushi sashimi dishes, so spiced chicken wings, balsamic kingfish, all that kind of thing. And that's going to sell out really fast.
That looks unbelievable. I tell you what, sushi and sashimi, I know our illustrious leader, Ross, doesn't eat anything raw, but there's nothing better for breakfast than sushi, sashimi and sake.
When have you had a breakfast like that, Quarters?
In Tokyo. I went to the fish markets just before lockdown, and was lucky enough. I went to one of the it's not what it used to be, the fish markets, but there was about a dozen restaurants there, mostly just the workers eating there, and just had whatever came out of the ocean, soap, and washed it down with sake at 6:30 in the morning, and it was absolutely magnificent.
Do you know what I had there for breakfast quite a few years ago now? I just had offal soup. The woman wouldn't even serve it to me. She just kept touching her stomach and saying, no, you won't like it. You look a bit white. I was like, no, please give it to me. It smells so good. And she did in the end, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. I saw the biggest oysters there I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, the way, I don't know how I feel about having to bite into an oyster more than once.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. We're going to take a break. We're talking food with Sophia Levin. It's 24 minutes past 8.